Cool title, right? Anyway, coming up very shortly, live performance from Chosen by Fate. But I'm going to keep it going for right now. You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, broadcasting live from Henry Ford College. This is live from Studio J. I'm your host, Scott Boatwright, as always. This is a track from Inkanyu. This gentleman played just a couple of weeks ago for a live performance, and he has a three-track EP. And we're going to hear a track called God is a Desert right now. Enjoy.
God is a desert, sands wrap his greatest gift, dark liquid of sun lies just beneath the rift. Unite with bloodshed these holiest lands. Navigate its soul with holiest hands. In this luscious pursuit
done of this, do the same.
All right, let's squeeze one more in before we get to our live performance. This was a band that was here about a month ago, Aberrant Way, and this is from their latest, called Under the Broom Tree. And I don't know. I'm just going to pick whatever, and I'm going to play it. Let's do... Let's do Slight Trace of Humanity. This is from Under the Broom Tree by Aberrant Way. And then we're going to have Chosen by Fate in just a couple of moments.
Yeah.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. And I think we finally have liftoff, gentlemen. He can't hear me. So, can you hear me now? No? Not at all, huh? Okay. I can hear you,
oh,
yeah.
There we go. Boom.
You're in now.
Wow.
All right. Cool. All right. The life of a rock star. Isn't it fun?
Yes. It's brilliant.
Especially when you run into as many technical difficulties as we've had today.
Yep.
Yeah, well, welcome to my world.
And that last minute crash, we weren't expecting that either. So.
No. But hey, I'm the right person to sit in this chair, because trust me, anybody else in this station probably would have went.
What?
Yeah, why don't you just go ahead and announce them as we go along?
Right on.
That's cool.
All right.
Well, sounds good.
This first one we're going to do is an original that we wrote called Allison.
All right, let's get it going.
Can't reach you on the phone. They tell me it's 'cause you ain't home. Well, then ain't the point. Why can't you say goodbye? Say goodbye. Oh. Oh, you said that you loved me.
You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. In the house we have Chosen by Fate. So what have you been, Bad Boys, been up to since I last saw you?
A whole lot.
Oh my God, it's been a crazy year and a half since the last time we were here. I mean, obviously we're one person lighter.
A complete facelift.
Yeah, exactly. I thought you were a four piece. I'm like, no.
Yeah, well, our singer slash keyboardist, you know, it was getting to the point where he was trying to balance a job and two bands, and it got to the point where we kind of felt like we weren't being the, you know,
top priority.
Exactly.
Hey, that happens.
At least not as much priority as we were putting into the project.
Yeah,
you know,
just
so.
At least a priority would have been great.
But for the most part, it was amicable. Huh?
Oh yeah, yeah. We were still friends and everything. For sure. We still talk. It's just, you know, the whole band thing just didn't work out. That's it. You know.
That's cool.
No ill feelings.
No.
Nope. Sure.
All right. So, yeah, catch me up. You got another full length since last time, or another release since last time? Or?
Not yet.
No?
We're writing the first album as we speak.
Still working on that, huh?
Okay. Well, it stopped when the whole hiatus thing happened, and I had some family losses.
Yeah, so we took about a four-month break.
Okay, I understand.
And just kind of let families deal with their family problems. Jeff had moved down to Jackson for a while, so it was like we didn't get to see him all that often, so practices became a little more few and far between, and then finally all stars aligned back up and said, okay, it's time to get back out, guys.
Get back
cool.
to work.
That's I'm right. glad.
Me too.
I'm glad. Yeah, unfortunately, most of us have to go through something, you know, whatever it was, you know.
Yep.
Can't do anything about it, so.
Nope. Just got to keep moving
that's
forward.
Life. That's
but
life.
Family does come first, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. We started kind of late, so why don't we just keep it going?
Right, let's do this.
All right.
What song is this?
We're going to do a cover now real quick.
Okay.
So, you want to do this or you want me to? It doesn't matter.
That's fine. You can go ahead.
Okay. This is an old Focus song from, I think, what, 68 or 69
something
called
like
Hocus
yeah.
Pocus.
Yep.
Oh.
If you remember, Gary Hoey did a version of it back, I think, like the mid-90s.
So who's going to do this high-pitched?
We've got our own version.
We took it down an octave, but yeah. I don't think any of us are young enough to be able to hit that note anymore.
Right.
I'll be doing the vocal. I'll be doing the yodeling on this one. So.
I can't wait.
Let's get it started then. Ready?
Yep. We'll be right back.
And there we go.
Ah, you caught me off guard.
Yeah, kind of a very abrupt stop.
That's like a shortened version.
It is. The original version went almost 6 minutes. So.
Yeah, at least.
So, yeah, it was.
I was just thinking about it. Do you remember that movie Silver Streak?
Yes, I do.
And I thought to myself, you know, if I do that cab driver, I bet you I could get you to do those high notes. Remember that?
Oh, God.
I'm just going to say, oh, my.
Or I think of, what was that, Chris Tucker in The Fifth Element?
I can't even go that high, man. That's castrata height.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a pair of pliers and, you know.
I don't think so.
What was that? What was that Marcellus Wallace reference? A pair of pliers and a blowtorch.
Oh.
Ouch. All right. Well, this next one we're doing is a song that we wrote called Big Pig. It's part of a project that we're doing that's very, very secret.
Very, very secret. At least for now, anyway.
Yeah, it's the secret.
Okay.
It's secret.
Back.
All right. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with Big Pig. Well, played by Chosen by Fate. That is lovely.
Thank you so much.
I bet you get all the girls, don't you?
Maybe after this broadcast.
They'll be calling. Who is that guy? Do you guys have any gigs coming up?
Actually, we literally just booked one, didn't we?
Yeah, it's in February. We're still kind of talking about which date it is. Either the 9th or the 13th or something like that.
Yeah, it's going to be...
A little closer to the mic.
Yeah, it's going to be up at...
Simon's After Dark.
Yes. Oh, okay. Downriver.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those little places we love to play at. I mean, the people when we get there, they're just like so helpful, so on top of it, you know.
That's nice. I think I've been there once. Yeah, that's cool. All right, so we look forward to that. A show in February. Cool.
Yep.
All right.
Keep an eye on our website for that.
Okay. Yeah. Have an official website, or is it Facebook?
That's our Facebook page.
Okay.
As well,
yeah,
as
just search Chosen by Fate on Facebook, and also Reverb Nation, SoundCloud, what else?
Pinterest.
Twitter. Pinterest. And I think I'm about ready to make us an Instagram here soon. So.
All right. So this next one is a vocal-less piece.
Cool.
We recently lost two great musicians, namely Keith Emerson as well as Greg Lake. And a number of other individuals that if I tried to list, we wouldn't have any more time to play.
Pretty much.
This next song is by Aaron Copland wrote it, but ELP did a version of it really nice. It's called Hoedown. We hope you like it.
Ah.
right. I'm going to kind of age myself, unfortunately, but you remember when that was part of the Red Wings commercials?
Oh, my gosh. I do. Wow.
That was a few years back, wasn't it?
That was. So that was like back in the Bruce Brothers days.
I totally forgot about that, man. Thank you for reminding me. That's awesome.
All right. So. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J. We have Chosen by Fate in the house, and that was a tune originally done by, well, Emerson, Lake, and Palmer is the most famous artist that played it, but it, like you said, it was something written by Aaron Copland. Goes way, way back. So, unfortunately, we've lost 2 out of 3 in the last few weeks. Unfortunate.
Yes.
But anyway.
It's unfortunate the music outlives the artist.
Yeah. Well, I always thought that was kind of cool, though. You know, yes. when you have music or art,
it's supposed
or
to be like that, isn't it?
You know.
What's that?
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Well, there's not many other things you could do in life, you know, where you can like be immortal, you know?
Exactly right. And this is one.
That's true.
Very, very true. Okay. Are we with you guys?
Yeah, thank you for, I had to actually step away for a minute, so thank you.
That's okay.
That worked out good.
Stuff happens.
I could use just a touch of keyboards in my monitors, please. Mm-hmm.
I know you rock stars are very eccentric, so I'm used to it. You know? So what do we have now, gentlemen?
This is another cover of a Pink Floyd song, of all things.
We'd like to show you that, you know, we can do extremes. We can go from one type of music to another.
And we'll also try to trim this one down just a hair.
If we can, and probably the middle section will be trimmed a little bit.
Because the original was
it's a bit long.
Almost 20 minutes long.
Yeah, it actually is 25 minutes long. But anyway.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Back when FM radio was really FM radio, yes.
Well, yeah, this song literally took up one whole side of metal.
Oh,
side
yeah,
two.
Yeah.
It was side two of metal, which was our like all of our kind of our favorite song on the album. So it was like, why can't we do it? You know?
Everybody ready?
Let's do this. Thank you.
blinking eyes, inviting and inciting me to rise. And through the window in the wall comes streaming in on sunlight wings, a million bright ambassadors of morning. No one sings us lullabies, and no one makes me close my eyes.
Nice. All right. I had to admit I was a little skeptical there. Nice job. Cool.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm glad someone was skeptical of something.
Hey, you know, my sound engineer was saying, I mean, this is not something that's easy to pull off. It's not like doing just any old cover, you know?
That's true.
There's a lot of dynamics. There's a lot of things involved in that.
It's pretty crazy.
Those guys were geniuses.
That's right.
Definitely, so.
And then some.
Gotta love them.
And they have four people.
And they had four people, too. You did it with just three.
I'm over here sweating. I think we're all sweating out here.
All right. You're listening to WHFR Dearborn. I guess that's going to do it for this edition of Live from Studio J. I thank you, gentlemen, for coming down. I really appreciate it. Enjoyed
awesome.
It.
Well, thank you. Thank you for putting up with us.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all good. You've been listening to Chosen by Fate live. Hopefully, we'll get you guys down here. And hopefully that'll be when you actually have a release.
I'll keep my
fingers crossed.
Yes, sir.
Shoot for the fall.
Okay. Yep. Sounds good, my friend. All right. You take care now.
All right. Once again, thanks a lot, man. I love being here, and thanks for having us.
Yep. You're welcome. My pleasure. All right. Take care. You're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves.
This is Bill from iFight Dragons, and you're listening to W.